All right, I think we are live. Let me double check before I start talking and nobody's there. Hold on a second here. All right. Just give me un momento. If you're tuning in, you know what to do. Good morning. If you're tuning in live, type the word live. If you're tuning into the replay, type the word replay. How are you this morning? All right, looks like we are live. I am coming to you from the amazing state of Wisconsin. I hope that was Canadian enough sounding for you. I am told that I sound Canadian. I digress. I'm not sure if I do or not. But that's not what today's show is about. Today, we are going to have a little bit of fun. And I thought that we would share, there's no one else here but me. I thought I would share with you some Facebook advice that I got. And a while back, I had posted that I needed some advice. Nothing in particular, just some random good old advice. And well, I got 78 pieces of advice, if that's what we can call it. And I'm gonna share some of it with you. And you can decide whether or not it is any good or not. Maybe you've received advice in your life. Maybe people have given you unsolicited advice. Do you know those people and those moments where you never asked for it, but there they are giving it to you? And even better, when they have no idea what they're talking about. This is not that kind of advice, but I think we've all received that kind of advice. And hopefully I can help you kick off your morning a little bit lightheartedly. Maybe make you laugh a little bit. And if you have some random advice that you want to share with everybody, you can always type it in the comments below. All right, good morning. So we're going to kick it off here. So I had somebody, Robert Green. Robert Green told me to never eat Mexican food standing next to a fire. I think that's great advice, Robert. And I think that if you've ever eaten Mexican food and stood next to a fire and something bad happened, I got to know about it. Because I actually don't know anybody that that has ever happened to, but it would be incredibly funny if that actually happened to somebody. All right, buy real estate. So Robert Slatterly said, I should buy real estate. And you know, funny thing, Robert, two Roberts in a row, if you're listening out there, my husband and I actually own real estate. That is something that my husband has a passion for. And you know, being a landlord isn't all it's cracked up to be. And owning rentals, although it sounds glamorous and fun, is not always a joy when you're cleaning up people's trash, when you have to evict them. Just a few months ago, I was scrubbing a bathroom full of vomit all over the walls and the floors. Being a landlord is awesome. So good advice, but there is definitely a dark side to owning some real estate. Janet Krisner says, never watch a boiling pot. I don't know. Have you ever watched a boiling pot before? I don't know if I have or not, but that would be an interesting thing to do. Kimberly says, do not store toothpaste and Bengay next to each other. That is some really good advice. If that happened to you and you mistakenly used one for the other, I'm imagining Bengay in your mouth is probably worse than toothpaste on your butt, but you never know. Shannon Currier from the St. Christopher's Trucker Relief Fund said, sometimes you just have to throw on a crown and remind them who they're dealing with. I like that advice, Shannon. And I can only imagine some of our truck driver friends out there wearing crowns. And so if I see one of you wearing a crown in a truck, I will know you watch this show. Brian Dorn says, do not eat yellow snow. You know, as a kid, I am pretty certain that I ate yellow snow. And more importantly, I'm pretty certain that most kids ate yellow snow or touched it or did something with it. In the recent years, I have not, but good advice, Brian. Kathleen says, sending happy thoughts to the next person you see. I love that. I think the way our economy and our community and our whole world is right now, sending positive thoughts is never a bad thing. Every morning I try to wake up and I try to instantly think about good things. It's a trained process, because for many of us, I know my husband and I have had this conversation, it's really easy just to wake up and think about everything that is wrong in your life. Every person that has crapped on you, everything that has broke, everything that is in disarray. And you have to choose to see the good things and choose to be kind to that next person, because not everyone is out to get you. Not everyone is a pile of, you know what I mean. So Kathleen, I love that advice. Robert Green, back again, always drink whatever I hand you at a truck show. Robert, that is great advice. And I have done that. I have drank whatever you gave me at a truck show. And it was good. It was actually pretty tasty. I can't complain there. So great advice, Robert. And several people thought that that was good advice. One of those people is Taylor Barker. So I'm imagining that you have handed Taylor Barker a few drinks before. All right. Bill Weaver says, our very own Bill Weaver says, hold on a second here. I got to get the little people to go away. Okay. Don't confuse Preparation H with a tube of Bengay. I'm assuming, Bill, that you have done that before. And that is why you feel so passionate about letting us know that. Bill, good luck with that. Brad Henley says, wait and pray. You know, Brad, if you're watching, several years ago, I recognized in my own life, that I was a little bit of a loose cannon. And what I mean by that is I had a tendency to just kind of say things that I thought without thinking before I said them. And there is definitely a power in learning how to wait. A yoga teacher of mine many years ago said, if it matters tomorrow, share it. If it doesn't, leave it be. And I've thought about that over the years, that if I can wait until tomorrow to say what I feel like I need to say, and it still matters, then say it. But if that fire, that anger, that hostility, that whatever it is, doesn't matter the next day as much as it did before or at all, it might not be worth saying. And so love that advice, Brad. Great advice. Trudy Lynn says, be resilient. Man, being resilient is hard. I'm just going to say it. Being resilient takes a lot of resilience, takes a lot of strength, takes a lot of determination. Being resilient means you just keep getting back up. You just keep going. And although we sometimes feel like we're a special unicorn in this universe, I know sometimes I feel that way. And I have to remind myself I'm not. The idea of being resilient is, for me, a reminder to keep going, to keep moving towards your goal. Because if you don't, who else is going to? So Trudy, great advice. Roger Carlson says, it takes a big dog to weigh a ton. You know, I saw this when I was looking for this post to share these. And if you find me on my Facebook page, Hope Zavara, I think it's Hope M. Zavara, you can see all 78 more pieces of advice that I am reading to you guys this morning. It takes a big dog to weigh a ton. I would agree, Roger. That is a great thought. And I actually never thought about that in the way that you put it. Caleb McCoy. Hey, Caleb, how are you? My advice to you is be careful what advice you listen to. How appropriate for some of the advice that I received via Facebook. Caleb, you are a wise man. Carrie Ast says, make hay while the sun shines. I live in farm country. And at any given point, you are going to see a farmer out there in the middle of the night. Hey, right across the street from me. And making hay, picking soybeans, picking beets, whatever it is, because I think in life, sometimes you just have to do it when the time is right. And sometimes the time is not right, but it's right for what you need. So great advice, Carrie. Jennifer, don't sweat the small stuff. Everything is small unless you make it big. What a great piece of advice. It is my own observation that in our own minds, when we replay something over and over and over and over again, we have the ability to take one teeny tiny phrase, word, comment, offhand statement, something we read, and turn it into something absolutely gigantic. We've seen that happen in our media. We've seen that happen at our work. We've seen that happen in our own lives. And if we're all honest, we have all done it. If 95% of your brain by the time you're 35 is all based in the past, reoccurring thoughts, things that have happened already, replaying events that science has proved are only about 40% true anyways, because as we remember things, we embellish and it's just human nature. Are we sweating more of the small stuff than we really need to? Jennifer, I so appreciate this comment because I think there's so much truth to it. Like, how much stress that you have on any given day is self-inflicted? How much distress, how much anger, how much frustration, how much sadness, grief, hostility is self-inflicted? And I don't say that to be rude. I don't say that to play down whatever situation you're in, but in all honesty, are we sweating? Are we amplifying things in our lives that ultimately don't matter? You know, I really love a neuroscientist by the name of Joe Dispenza. He is brilliant. And he talks a lot about this concept right here and how in our minds, we can make anything come to life, and how our thoughts and our feelings dictate our future. And for many of us, we keep replaying what had happened, what someone said, what good or bad, because it's familiar. And the future is unknown. The future is unpredictable. The future is not necessarily anything we've ever experienced. And for many of us, we would rather replay the script that we know and is familiar and comfortable, even though we hate it, even though we don't like it, even though we're miserable, because it's familiar. Dr. Joe Dispenza explained it to me in a way, and it really made sense to me, where in your life, let's take sitting for meditation for an example, just because it's something that we can visualize. Maybe you've meditated before and maybe you never have. And as you sit to meditate, when you get to that point, you can think about anything when you're having a conversation, when you're whatever, but I'm using meditation. And you get to that point where you're like, I can't do it anymore. I'm done. Maybe you've gotten to a point with a relationship or voicing up your opinion or feelings or whatever it is. You've had that feeling where like you get to the edge, like you get to the edge and it's so uncomfortable and you're just so done and all this emotion starts to boil up. And for the people that don't push through that and pop the balloon or step over the gap to the other side, have met the edge of their past, have met the edge of familiar territory, and instead of moving through that, they have decided to go back to what only they know. And we just keep replaying that cycle over and over and over again. Have you ever heard someone say, like, I can't do it? It's not for me. I can't get it to work. I can't do that. That's not something I'm capable of. Because we haven't yet pushed past that place of absolute discomfort. I'm a recovering addict. I 100% understand this. I hated my addiction. There was a point where I was no longer a walking zombie and I absolutely hated it. But I hated the unknown more than I hated my addiction. I hated the discomfort and the sadness and the feelings of being alone and the grief and all of that more than I disliked the feelings of unknown. So great advice, Jennifer. I love it. Don't sweat the small stuff. Don't sweat the big stuff. Don't make the small stuff big stuff. Great advice. Alan, hey, Alan, if you're listening, don't ever run out of rum. Great advice. Alan, you must know me. Rum is my favorite for all of you watching. I'm not a dark rum fan. I'm a light rum fan. So just so you know, please make a note of that at our next truck show. All right. Jennifer says to Alan, or leave it half open and back off the car at the back of the car. I'm assuming that Alan has left a half open bottle of rum on the back of the car and driven away. I'm just assuming. All right, Jane Coleman. Hey, Dave's mom says, if you are waiting for company to arrive, go to the bathroom and then they will show up. That's pretty logical advice. That's pretty much how anything works. Or go to the bathroom and the phone will ring, or go to the bathroom and your pot will boil over, or go to the bathroom and your kids will ask five different things that they need. So I would agree to that. Julie Baxter says, don't put hand sanitizer on and then light a match. Ooh. You know, that makes me think though, Julie, if you're listening, what does that say about the millions of people that put hand sanitizer on regularly? Are we all walking around flammable? I'm not a hand sanitizer fan, at least the stuff that's in the stores. You know, good old soap and water and a little bit of dirt in my mouth never hurt me, but that's kind of an interesting thought. Jennifer's back again. If you're waiting for a ride, light up a smoke. Well, I don't smoke, but I could see how that would definitely work. All right, let me see here. A wise man once told me, the secret to life, always have something to look forward to. Mark Arnold, I think that's your last name. Great advice. A wise man once told me, the secret to life, always have something to look forward to. You know, this goes back to my whole thought process on, you know, we have to find the good in life. I don't know about you, but I try to stay away from the media, although I do feel like it's important to watch some of the broadcasts, like Judge Amy Barrett's. I've been watching some of those on and off, watching the debates, watching some of those things, because ignorance is not bliss. But I have a line where I have to step away then. But it can be really overwhelming when we allow our eyes and our minds and our thoughts and our feelings and our lives to be engulfed by negativity, where we begin to feel small, where we begin to feel like there's no hope, where we begin to feel like there is no future. It's a choice, my friends. It is 150% a choice that we all have to make consciously every single day. So I ask you, what is one thing that you can look forward to today? The day is still young. If you're Central Time like me, it's 9:15, my friends. What is one thing that you have to look forward to today? And if your brain is expecting like the skies to open or you to shake a hand of a celebrity or whatever it is, like, what about having a phone call with your family? What about being able to maybe have lunch with a fellow driver or a friend? What about being able to roll through the scales with absolute, just like fast and furious, like no problems, just scot-free? Like, find those little things to not only feel grateful for, but to look forward to and cherish those, because that's a choice. It's all how you look at it. William Good says, don't pee into the wind. Well, as a female, I have not done that, but I'm sure many of my male friends have done that. My child, Ivan, is 5, and he has done that, and then came back with pee all over his shoes. So that was fun. Oh, Jennifer also says, don't pee on an electric fence. You know, I grew up in a very rural area, and we had a very small, like, couple of houses in like a, I don't know, call it a subdivision, but it really wasn't, in the back. And we had a pig farm, which then turned into a cow farm, in our, like, way back. We had a mile walk. And my sisters and I have 3 sisters, thought it would be a great idea to go back and check out the pigs. Because when the wind was right, we could smell them. We knew the farmer was out or had been out. And we walked back there, and my younger sister grabbed onto that fence and just, I've never actually seen somebody like fly off of an electric fence before, but holy cats, that actually happens. So don't even touch an electric fence. All right, Elise Case says, solve problems before they happen. That is great advice. Sometimes we don't know their problems, but if we can, again, using our mind for good, that might just happen. Elise says again, if a hobby doesn't take all of your time and all of your money, it's not worth doing. Good Lord. That is some great advice. I'm just reading here. Let's see what else we got. Oh, Deb Eckert says, call your mom. You know, Deb, sometimes that's really good advice, and sometimes it's best to just stay away. Another don't eat yellow snow. Man, I'm imagining some people have actually eaten yellow snow before. Nick Murphy says, don't worry about it. This makes me think of Jerry Novak. Don't worry about it. I just feel like Jerry has a great attitude at life, and it makes me think about him when I hear that quote. Gwen Boy says, be nice to everyone, and if you can't, bite your tongue and share a smile. My tongue has a hole in it, as you can tell. It makes me think of Bill Weaver's song, Shake a Person's Hand. Great advice, Gwen. Brian King says, watch Karate Kid and then report back the best advice and inspirations from the movie. Has anyone out there yet watched Cobra Kai, or I'm not sure how to say that, because I have not watched that series yet, but I've heard it's very good, and that makes me think of that. Okay. Rob Lakowski says, be kind to yourself. That is great advice, Rob. I think for many of us, we confuse beating ourselves up unnecessarily as somehow wearing a badge of honor. That if we can put our face in the dirt just a little bit more, if we can prove that we are working harder than everybody else, that we have it harder than everybody else, that our troubles and pains are worse than everybody else, that somehow we win some special award. And my advice to everyone listening today, being kind to yourself doesn't mean letting yourself get off on the easy track. It doesn't mean giving up. It doesn't mean slacking off. Being kind to yourself, to me, also means being real with yourself, being honest with yourself. And sometimes that means stepping back for a while. Sometimes that means turning off Facebook. Sometimes that means going for a walk in nature. Sometimes that means just taking it easy. Whatever being kind to yourself is, have you been kind to yourself lately? Have you set unrealistic expectations for what it is and how it is that you think you are supposed to be? That's for you to answer. TC, one of my previous yoga students, says, when you are kayaking, dress for the water temperature and not the air temperature. It may save your ass. I did not know that. That is great advice. Rachel says, be kind. Another be kinder. Pat Hartman says, follow your heart. Nicholas Kutchman says, always communicate. Nick, that is such good advice. I was not a communicator in my past life. I was a word vomiter, and I'd hold it all in, and it actually didn't help me. So if you're wondering if communication is the key to health, it is definitely one of the pieces to the puzzle. Here's a great little piece of homework right now. Who do you need to communicate with? Who do you need to share your thoughts and feelings? Who do you need to express whatever it is you need to express to? And just know that sometimes communication is not the verbal form. Sometimes it's your body language. Sometimes we need to write somebody a message or a note. Sometimes we need to communicate in other ways. But how is it that we can better communicate to increase the quality of not only our lives, but the lives of the people around us? That is something that we can control. Kay Fisher says, pain heals, chicks dig scars, and glory lasts forever. Three pieces of great advice, Kay. Thank you. Sarah says, do it, just do it. It's kind of like a seize the day, carpe diem type of mentality. I like that. Another don't eat yellow snow. My gosh, we got three yellow snow eaters right now. So I'm going to have to keep tally of that. Christina, hello, says, stop asking for advice if you don't intend to use it. Christina, I hope that that's not implying this Facebook post of the other 77 people that have given me great advice. I will use all of this advice, by the way. Hey, Richard, good morning. Hey, Sue Ann, good morning. Thanks for tuning in. You are looking for some good advice if you are watching the show this morning. John Robinson says, worst advice ever, never change. Every high school yearbook signature from the dawn of time. I don't know. I don't know if anyone ever signed my high school yearbook, never change. Maybe. I'll have to go back and look. Roxanne Lloyd says, odds are more interesting than evens. It's an interesting way to put it. I would agree. Paula Green, hey Paula, how are you this morning? Says, never play leapfrog with a unicorn. That would be a very bad situation, or a interesting situation gone bad. I will make sure I take a note of that. Ron Winter says, you're on paid vacation. Enjoy or go work at Walmart. So what are you saying about Walmart, Ron? That's what I want to know. All right, Stephen West says, double down. You know, that's great advice, Stephen. Doubling down, sometimes is that what we need to do to get a little kick in our pants. We talked about that idea of getting to the edge of our past and repeating those cycles, that when we get uncomfortable, when we get angry, when we feel like we want to give up, we know that we are on the edge of everything that is familiar, everything that we've always done before. And then we decide, are we going to push forward into the unknown? Or are we going to just go back and repeat the cycle over and over again? Don't be one of those people that is caught in the cycle of the past. And then you look back a year from now and realize that you've never changed. Don't drink water that your butt has been in. That's good advice. John Cook says, misread this earlier as facts, not advice. So he's going to give us some advice here. Don't look up to someone who keeps looking down on you. Ooh, that is powerful. I work with somebody right now in the business world. I do some business coaching. And, you know, I always kind of feel like this person is looking down on me. And I just keep coming back for more. I should really take your advice, John. White Dove Gannon says, if wishes and wants were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. Ooh, that's a good one. Steve Daly says, never give up and never give in. I think that's the mantra of every truck driver I have ever met. Mary Harpster says, you are loved exactly as you are. Now go have a blessed day. Good advice, Mary. Thank you so much. All right, I'm going to scroll down here, see if we can find some other really good ones here. Don't use hand sanitizer on toilet paper. Kim, some great advice. Go with your gut intuition. You know, someone taught me something a while back, and I may have shared it with you all at one point. And how do we know what it is to go with our gut, to go with our intuition? And someone taught me this a while ago, and it really does help. If you think about that situation, you think about that opportunity in a little bit, okay? You think about that scenario and it makes you expand. It makes you feel like you're open, like you've grown bigger, like it's exciting, you want to do it, then you should do it. If when you think about whatever is in front of you, whatever you're deciding, whatever that person is, and it makes you contract, it makes you step back or get small, that's your intuition. That's your gut, that's your sixth sense, that's your subconscious, whatever you want to call it, telling you whether or not to do something. So you can still be afraid, you can still be nervous, you can still be uncertain, but feel that expansiveness. I got to be honest, that's how I make quite a bit of my decisions, and they have yet to steer me wrong. Not saying that they're not easy, but it has yet to steer me wrong. So great advice. What you permit, you promote. Ooh, that is a good one. That actually came from my aunt, Susan Wallach. That is great advice. What you permit, you promote. It's kind of like what you let into your wheelhouse is how the party is going to go down. So I love that. Taylor Barker says, listen not to the critics who put their own dreams on a shelf. You know, that makes me think about, I have a health and fitness background, and I always find it interesting that once in a while, I am getting advice on health and wellness, and I'm still learning. I don't know everything, but from people that are not yet applying it themselves. And that makes me sad. It makes me sad because we fill ourselves with knowledge to then not use it. What a waste. I am 100% certain, know so much. Are so smart, so talented in whatever it is that you are good at, your field, your niche, your world. Stop discounting yourself. Stop thinking that that's all for nothing. Like, we all have gifts and talents. We all have the ability to shine. Get off the shelf, get out there today and share it with the world. Great advice, Taylor. Thank you. Jeff King says, true, real life advice right here. Follow the white husky, but don't eat the yellow snow. That is our fifth yellow snow advice, Jeff. We appreciate that. Thank you. Betty Greeted said, all that you need to know is already within you. Great advice. Great advice. Jason Tennis says, don't live to work, work to live. Wayne Campbell says, if you stare at something you dropped on the ground, eventually someone will pick it up for you. That's interesting. Eventually, if you drop something on the ground, eventually someone will pick it up for you if you stare at it long enough. Huh, never thought about that, Wayne. That's great advice. What advice do you have for others today? The best thing that you can do. Hands down, the best thing that you can do if you have advice for somebody else today is to not give that advice, but live that advice. Live out that advice in your thoughts, in your words, in your actions, to where people see that that is something that you believe in, to where people can see and experience and feel and take note that that is who you are. That is what you stand for. The bravest of the brave, the people that are willing to step out and be leaders in any capacity, are the people willing to not only share their advice, share their thoughts, but live them as well. And that's that edge of discomfort that I was mentioning today. That edge of discomfort, that edge of that comfort zone edge where it's like, ooh, and you just think that you can't go another second, that you can't get through it even just for one more moment. I assure you, if you push just a little bit farther, it's going to feel so good after. I was just recently doing a meditation. Back there is, I have a sauna. My husband bought one off of Craigslist for me several years ago as a gift. And when I go in there, I usually do some sort of meditation, and I'm doing a meditation. It's a guided meditation. And the person that's guiding me is, I have to like hold my breath or retain my breath as I visualize, you know, different things. And each time you have to retain your breath more and more and more. And that like fifth breath retention, I totally gave in and I was like, I can't do this. Like I could literally hear in my head saying, I can't do this, Hope, just exhale. So I did. And then we did it again. And this time I paid more attention to the inhalation, to how I was feeling. I focused more on just the retention and being in that space. And he kept saying, hold it, hold it. And when he said exhale, I was like, oh my gosh, I did it. I actually did it. And it wasn't as hard as I thought it was. But the cool thing was, as we went through this meditation and this breath progression, the last time we did it, I mean, I felt like I was going to pop, but only when I was thinking about the fact that I was going to pop. Do you see my thought process with that? It's like what we put our attention to magnifies and multiplies. What we choose to focus on is what our outcome is going to be. That fifth breath in, when I had already made the decision, I can't do this. A part of my brain was like, don't do it. It's uncomfortable. It's dumb. Like I started to play this internal dialogue to essentially keep me inside the edges of my comfort zone. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? I'm holding my breath, people. No one's holding it for me. I exhale. But I focused. I drew clarity to what I was doing. I paid close attention. And I was able to expand that retention time and time and time again. And it was remarkable. It was remarkable at how good I felt afterwards, because I had a really rough day mentally, physically. Like it just, I kind of needed a timeout from life that night. And I couldn't believe how good I felt afterwards and how much my mind was clear and how that being pushed to do something as small as hold my breath, retain my breath, helped me step over the edge of my comfort line, helped me push forward. And it completely shifted my perspective in that moment. It got me out of that poor me funk. It got me out of that place where it was just like, I suck, life sucks, I'm not good enough. I mean, that we've all gone down that slope before. So you need to surround yourself with people that will push you, that will challenge you, that will ask more of you than what you are used to and are comfortable giving. You need people that see in you what you don't currently see in yourself and are unwilling to waver from that. We all do a good enough job telling ourselves that we're not good enough, that it's okay to just like, it's all right. Like, just give up, just do that. Like, we don't need that. So take inventory of who's in your corner, who you're surrounding yourself with, what groups you run in, what Facebook groups you're in, the people that you constantly listen to, the radio stations that you tune into, the friends and family that you choose to keep close. All of those people on any level, in any capacity, will affect the person that you become on a daily basis. And you get to choose as an adult, you get to choose who you let in. It's not always easy to make that choice. But if the aftermath is you a better person, I would always choose that. So that's the advice that I have for you today. Never lose hope. Never give up. It's the small, simple changes that lead to the big results, that lead to the cookie at the end, that lead to the happiness at the end. I believe that you can do that. So if you want to work with me a little bit more, you want to learn a little bit more about what I'm doing, you want to hear a little bit more, have a little bit more hope in your life, definitely check us out at Mother Trucker Yoga. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. You can check us out over at mothertruckeryoga.com. If you have not yet grabbed your tube of Stiff Mother Trucker Pain Relief Cream, you can do that over on our site as well. By doing that, you are helping me help other drivers just like you, or maybe actually you, feel better wherever they are while on the road. A big thanks to Davy Crockett, TA Petro in Greenville, Tennessee. They are our biggest sponsor. They have been with us since the very beginning. Please support them. Please love on them. Please stop in by them. They have an amazing truck stop, very clean, always new stuff. They carry Stiff Mother Trucker. So definitely pick up a tube there. Let them know Hope sent you. Let them know Chrome and Steel sent you, that you listen to Chrome and Steel. That will definitely let them know that they are making a good decision partnering with us. I also, because I'm drinking coffee out of this, I want to give a shout out to the St. Christopher's Truckers Relief Fund. I work with them very closely and they are good people over there. So definitely when you're looking at charities to connect with, definitely think of them. All right, that's all I have for you, my friends. Remember that you have a choice. You have a choice to be that good person to yourself, to others. And don't forget, in the words of Bill Weaver, hold the door open for somebody and shake a stranger's hand. Goodbye, my friends.